left off towards the end of Hilchos Havdalah. We're talking about Nashim Zchiv Havdalah. That was the last thing that was left in Reish Tzadivav. That's where we're up to. Chaver says Reish Tzadivav Ches Nashim Chayavos B'Havdalah Kishem Shechayavos B'Kiddush. The first opinion of the Mechaber is that women's Chiv and Havdalah is the same Chiv that they have in Kiddush. We mentioned when we started Hilchos Havdalah that it's Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos, whether Havdalah is Daraisa or Darabanan. So the opinion of the Bali Tosfos is that it's Darabanan. The Rambam, as we elaborated previously, seems to hold that Havdalah is Daraisa. Now, the issue of whether you hold it's Daraisa Darabanan might actually be relevant over here, because the Rambam says that the Chiyuv of Havdalah is the same Chiyuv as Zachar. Just like there's a Chiyuv to be Zocher B'chnisasa, there's also a Chiyuv B'yitziyasa. So it would follow that the Shita Sarambam, I think if you read the Rambam carefully, it works out, it would follow that the Shita Sarambam is that women would be Chayavos in Havdalah. Here the Baragol quotes the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah, because it's not a classic mitzvah sase shezman grama. If you hold that's not connected to Kiddush, oh, and we also know, of course, kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zchira. Whoever has the chiyuv of shmira has a chiyuv of zchira. That's why we know women's chiyuv Kiddush is daraisa. So once it's all part of the zchira, so then it would be mistabri that women are chayavos of dala. If it works out well, I think that the Rambam learns like this, Rabbeinu Yonah. The Bali Tosfos who hold that it's a separate world, so then in such a case, you would say that it's a mitzvah sase shezman grama, and there's room to say it's the Rabbanan. That's presumably this Yesh Mishu Cholik. All right, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Lamedal Nashon Chayavos Afagat Day Mitzvah Sashoyes Ogram. Divinatina Shabbos Ish Vishu Shamed Iskish Zachar L'Shamer. Ah, works nicely. That's the way we said. Vayesh Mishu Cholik Svirle. The Avdala Kimin Shi Bechol Ainat Tuli Binyan Edina Shabbos. It already takes place in the Chol. It's not connected to Shabbos. Vibechol Shar Mitzvah Sashoyes Ogram Gram De Nashim Pturas. Okay, so this is a Machlokis. Now this Machlokis creates fascinating halachic shilas. The Ramah then says, "Alken lo yevdilu la'atzman rak yishmu havdala anashim." So that's why they themselves shouldn't make havdala; rather, they should hear from other men. Now, this in of itself might not be a halachic absolute value that they have to hear from men, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Because particularly the position of the Ramah, coming from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, is that nashim could take upon themselves. And according to some of the Bali Tosfos, Lahashva Salatzman, they could create for themselves the chiyuv of a mitzvah sasesha as mangrama, and they could make a bracha. It's well known that many of the Sephardic poskim, even to this day, starting from the Rishonim, held they couldn't, but the Bali Tosfos and Ashkenaz hold that they can. So this halacha lo yevdilu la'atzman is probably lichatchila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Sifkat and Hey. V'abach klas afilu madam shepturis mekol makom yicholos laham shechalatzman chiyuv lahav latzmo k'mo b'shofar v'lulav. Masak amagan vram deikur k'divrei abach. So why the Ramah has this din lichatchila that al kein lo yevdilu latzman rak yishmu avdol min anashim? That's an interesting question. At the end of the day, they can take that chiyuv upon themselves according to the first opinion in the Mishnah Berurah. But we're going to see that there are other technical reasons. If there are men around, it might be better for women to hear from men as opposed to lavdilam, lavdil atzma. Let's continue on in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed. Hey, if you know the Fimashkas among Avram, the Nogo and Nashim Shalishtos Mikos Havdalah, Im came Lavka Tam Hechtiv the Latzma, Valo any Cholishtos. So some say that there's another problem. We learned last time I'll pisod that the custom is for women not to drink from Havdalah, so then she's going to be stuck. And that's what the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivos, concludes. So that could be a little bit behind what the Ramah saying. Even though Lahalacha we're going to end up saying that they could, it could be the sod. We know that the Ramah has strong deference, we've seen it throughout even this siman, to Inyanim and Kabbalah, so it could be that's why the Ramah didn't even give the other possibility, like he does by Shofar and other places, that they could take it upon themselves, as the Bach had said. But don't follow the Derech HaChaim, says the Mishnah Berurah Lahalacha, that women should never make Havdalah. If there aren't any men around, most definitely they should make Havdalah. Nevertheless, there are still other halachic issues. And that is in the Ber Halach and Divra Maschil, Lo Yavdilu La'atzman, at the end, well, let's go through the speak out, the whole Ber Halach. The Ber Halach points out there's no problem for women to make the bracha on Besamim, no problem to make a bracha on the Yayin, because those are Birchas Hanenim. But Birchas Haner, that's not a Birchas Hanah. We saw yesterday that it's a Birchas Hashevach. That's what most people say. Although it could very well be, we pointed out that those who are makbid to have the hana, particularly afterwards. So then in such a case, well, yesterday we spoke about Shevach, but it could be also that there might have been someone who would argue that it qualifies also as a Birchas Hanenin. But the Ber Halacha says not that way, because we generally don't make a bracha of nenin on a candle. So therefore, we have the following issue. When it comes to an isha, so there you've got yayin, there you've got besamim. That's fine, that she'll be able to do. But what about in regards to the bracha al ha'ar? Because al ha'ar, that's also zman grama. So even if you're going to say that women could be mashve on themselves the chiyuv of Havdalah, nevertheless, when it comes to Havdalah, we saw that there are shittas who hold that because of Zachar's Shaycha to Shabbos. So then in such a case, then you're tapping into those chiyuv. And adds the Ber Halacha, even if you hold Zderabbanan, then you could say it's Dumya de Kiddush Tiknua. However, when it comes to Ner, the Ber Halacha is not as excited. When it comes to Ner, he says he's not convinced that in such a case they'd be able to do this. So hence, many have the custom that when women do make Havdalah, so then the women, let's say your husband's not home, you're away, you're going away for Shabbos, you have to go to the States for business, and your wife is going to be home, so then in such a case, many have, and it's going to be difficult to hear from the neighbor, so she would make Havdalah with Besamim and with the Kos, but not, according to many, but she would not make on the Ner. However, Rav Nevenzel Shlita over here concludes, Va'admor Zechron Vrachayim Ba Amar de Rashoyas Levarech. And that's the most of the Shitas in the Dirshu seem to hold that way as well, that the custom is that women do make the Bracha. Rav Nevenzel makes reference to a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman, which appears here they quote one place that's not where I have it in my Mincha Shlomo. I have it something like page Kuf Peches. That's where I have it. Kuf Pei Zayin. And that is, Reb Shlomo Zalman there was of the opinion that even if we're going to say that there are brachos that not a woman isn't necessarily chayeves in, a classic question is raised, what about the bracha of Shechianu? In a case of where she already made Shechianu on Neiros, on the Neiros Yom Tov, so would that serve as a hefsek? So he says, Reb Shlomo Zalman is note lekula, even though it's famous that he raised that as a question. Hol the kachu b'derek klal seder shel kiddush ulchein ein hafsakas amin kizeh karui hefsek. It would not be considered at first glance as huffing. Now, the irony of ironies is that there's almost a stira between what Reb Shlomo Zalman writes over here and what he told his Bnei Habayis. He told over here in the footnote, it says, Nog Tamed Beisel Fnei HaKiddush, Lazar HaSanam Shalo Lanos Amin Achari Bircha Shechianu. So what Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in the tshuva versus what he told the Bnei Habayis is different. So I think what Reb Shlomo Zalman was doing over there was he's being matzdik the minhag that they did answer amen. So meikar de dina, Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that it really wasn't a shaila meikar de dina. He himself was mahader that they shouldn't answer amen. That's what it says on the bottom of the tshuva. And Rav Nevenzel Shlita quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman as saying derashoyos levarich and elu veelu divrei kimchaim nahar naharu poshtei. Most of the poskim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others in the Dirshu, quote that the minig is for a woman in such a case to make a full Havdalah. So that I think that's what generally the custom that is followed.
According to those who say that she shouldn't, It's because it's a mitzvah seisha zman
gra. Correct, correct.
According to Ashkenazim, that wouldn't be a reason not to.
So, right? So the Be'er Halacha says there's two halachas. There is a halacha when there's a mitzvah, then you could turn the mitzvah into chiyuv. But over here, this is just a berchas hanen, a berchas hashevach, that the zman is goreim, so that you can't turn into a chiyuv. That's what the Be'er Halacha is arguing.
But even though it can't be turned into a chiyuv, it can't be a chiyuv, meaning she can't make a bracha on
because it's a zman. If it would be a berchas hanenin, then that would be fine. But it's not a berchas hanenin. It's done particularly on Matzai Shabbos, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ner.
So any berchas hashevach a woman would have this problem with.
What's that?
Any berchas hashevach, that's a mitzvah zeisha zman grama.
Correct.
A woman would have a problem.
Even correct. You'll be hard-pressed to find some of those examples. Here, you see where the Be'er Halacha concludes. The last line is, V'yoser nachal lomar de'enaches berchas haner l'kule alma. That's how he seems to come out. Reish tzadi zayin. Bevarech ala besamim yeshlo. But it seems like at the end of the day, like I told you, that many hold that one does. So it's Nahar Naharo Pashte. Mevarech ala b'samim yeshlo. You make a bracha on the b'samim if you have. V'me'elo ain't tzarech l'chadzer achareyim. If you don't have, you don't have to chase after them. What's behind this whole issue? So Sifkat and Beis and Mishnah Berurah says, ain't mevarechin aleihem ela hashiv nefesh. The Neshama Yisera is left, so that's why we have b'samim. She koevis. So if it's going to be koevis to chase after it, so then in such a case, then we'll be meikel. Siv beis, eim avarchen al b'sam shal beis hakise, v'lo al shal meisim, hanisunim l'mal mitaso shal meis. You don't make a bracha on these different types of b'sam. So here, there are different reasons. When it comes to b'sam shal beis hakise, by the way, some of these halachas we've already touched on when we learned the halachas of b'samim, making bracha b'samim in chelek beis. Baruch Hashem, things are coming full circle. After you learn for a while, eventually things come full circle. That's the bracha. So we should rejoice with that. So over here, with beis hakise, Mishnah Berurah explains, like we learned last time, that the b'samim is there as lahavir reach hasirchan. It's not a positive smell, it's just to remove the negative odor. Same thing when it comes to mesim. So then, in such a case, it doesn't get a bracha. The only time you make a bracha is if you're getting hana'a, idyllic hana'a, from the besam. The Mishnah Berurah points out there are times that the custom is to make a bracha of besamim if it's nesunim lefnei mitaso, but in general, if it's lahalos es hasirchon, so then in such a case, one does not. Continues the mechaber v'lal besamim shem mesim as ovdei chamim, the stam mesibasan ovdei eskochamim. In general, the besamim of ovdei avodah zarah was generally devoted for avodah zarah, and then in such a case, then it would also be a problem, one does not mevarech on something that's connected to avodah zarah. V'im birech al b'sam elu lo yatzu v'sarach lachso l'varech al acherim, and it doesn't work. You weren't mechayim the din of b'samim if you made a bracha on these b'samim. Okay. Yeah, we'll stop over here. Okay, there's one more point before we conclude that I just remembered. That is, and this is an important point to make, and that is that the nature of the bracha on the besamim, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph we skipped, talks about the bracha that's made. And that is the bracha that we make is Borei Minei Besamim. Now, we learned in Siman Reish Tes Zayin that Ispei Besamim, you make the bracha of Borei Ispei Besamim, and an Atzei Besamim, like a roses, you would make the bracha of Atzei Besamim. So last time we had a fascinating discussion about what happens if the custom is to make the bracha of Borei Minei Besamim. But what happens if you know that the bracha is Borei Atzei Besamim? So I pointed out that the minig is to make a bracha of Borei Minei Besamim. Last time I erroneously said that it could very well be that one should make Borei Atzei Besamim, if you know for sure that that's the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah here has a fascinating chidush. And he says that because Shalolitos Amon Am, Many people don't know what is the bracha of Bor Isvei B'Sam Bor Atzei B'Samim. So Mishnah Berurah seems to say that as a low plug, everybody makes a bracha of Bor Minei B'Samim. Why Bor Minei B'Samim? Because halacha is that if you make an Atzei B'Samim or Isvei B'Samim, that bracha, then you be Yotzei. If you make the bracha Bor Minei B'Samim on them, you would be Yotzei. Now, this Bor Minei B'Samim is something similar, not the exact same thing, but similar to Shahakal. Just like if you made a bracha shakal and you were supposed to make a mazonis, you yotze b'di'evit, so too over here. So Mishnah Berurah has quite a chidush over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says that shalolitos ha'amon am, so then we always make a borei mine b'samim. I didn't see anybody disagree, so that's going to be halacha, a little bit different than I might have once upon a time thought. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that lechatchila, then you should try to use mine b'samim. So that's why our custom is to take cloves and so on. Okay, that was the nekuda that was important to add.